Damien, we are starting off the Monday Business Watch talking about something we talked about last week. Of course, it's on everybody's mind. The coronavirus. New Mexico has reported positive cases of COVID-19 in the state. And now we have a lot of folks who may be concerned. Now, what are local businesses saying in regards to perhaps what has changed since last week?
Well, I think that everyone is just kind of trying to adjust to this public health emergency that's going on. You know, since we last talked, of course, we have seen more of a run on groceries, on toilet paper, on supplies like that, of course, cleaning products and that sort of thing. So I think everyone's just trying to stay stocked up, and of course, with the cancellation of public schools, the 3-week cancellation going into effect today, I think that the entire community, the entire state, is really just trying to figure out what this is going to mean for the coming weeks.
Now, there also has to be a lot of concern about folks who maybe do not have paid sick leave in regards to not being able to go to work, or perhaps people who feel like they need to go to work because they don't have that. Any thoughts, or are you hearing anything from the community in regards to that?
I think that the Department of Workforce Solutions is trying to come up with solutions for that. And we'll likely be seeing those plans get fleshed out in the days and weeks to come.
What about the folks who maybe have all of a sudden had to change their work schedule entirely and are now working at home? Is that a big chunk of our population here?
I think it will be. I think that a lot of state employees are going to be doing that. I think that... well, for example, all of our reporters and editors in the newsroom have we were sent home effective Thursday, and have been told by the corporate offices that we should plan on working from home until April 6th. So I think that for people who are able to do that, who can telecommute and work from home, I think that's certainly going to be an option. And I think that nationwide, we're going to see a lot of that in the coming weeks. Of course, it's not an option for everyone. And with the closure of schools, this is probably going to add to that hardship, you know, people who just don't have the child care options. I think that's something we're going to have to be watching really closely.
So obviously, one sector of our employment is healthcare. It's no secret that New Mexico has struggled with providing enough providers of healthcare in our state, especially in our rural areas. But how are things looking right now with what local healthcare providers in our part of New Mexico, what are they saying in regards to being prepared or offering advice to folks in the public?
As of late last week, Memorial Medical Center said that they feel pretty confident in where they are when it comes to dealing with a situation like this. They say this is something that they train for and plan for year-round, obviously in the hopes that it's not something they're ever going to have to use, but they feel pretty ready for this. It's just kind of unfortunate, I think, that this is happening at a time when the system is already a little bit stressed because of the regular flu season, you know. But I think that we spoke to them late last week, and they feel like they are pretty comfortable with the preparedness.
All right. Now, we also want to let folks know that if they have any questions, I know both of our news websites are working on that at krwg.org/coronavirus. You can also keep up with Damien Willis's work at
www.lcsun-news.com and follow me on Twitter at Damian Willis.
All right, Damian, thank you so much for updating us on the Monday Business Watch. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you. Always a pleasure, Anthony.